So this is Kara all the way from Hamburg. Kara, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm in the middle of my exams at the moment, so a bit tired.
Exams for what?
I'm a medical student in Hamburg, Germany, to become a doctor.
How did you end up in Hamburg?
It all started about 9 years ago. I got a scholarship to go into my master's degree in Sweden, Linköping, and Holland. And my partner, who's now my husband, got a job offer in Hamburg, so we moved to Hamburg.
Okay, and then what made you decide to start studying medicine?
I always wanted to, but as all South Africans know, studying in South Africa is very expensive and it's very tough to get a spot, of course. In Hamburg, I had to first learn German, which wasn't easy, but here you don't have to pay much, you just pay for the semester. And the semester basically costs in Rand, it would be about 4,000 Rand. All your books and so on, you can just take out from the library. So you can literally study medicine for plus minus 10,000 a year.
This is incredible. Kara, now in terms of Hamburg, I can also pick up that you have a little bit of an accent. You're sounding a little bit German now as well.
What?
Yeah. Just a tad when you speak.
Really?
Tell me, and your husband, where did you meet him?
We actually met in Stellenbosch. He's a German. And he had come to do an exchange student for a semester. He was an Erasmus student. And a very good friend of mine, Lindsay, was part of the committee that welcomed the international students.
I know Germany is also known for the very cold winters. How cold does it get?
In Hamburg, generally, it's not as cold as the rest of Germany because we're not that far from the sea. But I know one winter at 7 o'clock in the evening, we had minus 27 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So, but generally, I would say in winter, it doesn't get that much colder than minus 10, plus minus.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, because that's clearly not very cold according to you, because by now you've adapted. Minus 10 is cold, Kara.
I would say the first three winters here, I was never warm. I would put on layers and layers and layers, and I was always freezing, literally. So,
right.
It was tough in the beginning.
I can
really tough.
Only imagine. Now, listen, apparently hamburgers do come from Hamburg. So what are the hamburgers like there?
So at the moment, you've got a lot of very good burger restaurants here. But generally, I wouldn't say they're better than in South Africa.
Really?
I miss the food in South Africa.
What exactly do you miss in terms of food?
Biltong. Very good ribeye steak, fruits, and for some reason, red grape tizer.
Oh.
I miss it like crazy.
Gosh, you would have thought, eh? Kara, you've actually been absolutely perfect.